This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, City Limits. How are you both today?
Good morning, Joe Starkey. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, guys. Doing good. Feeling good.
Why didn't you use our names when you said good morning? Bob used Austin. I used City Limits.
I didn't want to be repetitive.
I hear you. The kid looks unbelievable today, doesn't he, Bob?
Yeah, he does. Refreshed. When you can't replace youth. Youth has...
I know.
You try, but it just gets harder to look youthful when you're aging.
Look at me. Look at me on the camera.
I love youth.
I have little skin tags on my scalp.
I'm bald. Joe, this is all unpreventable stuff.
No, it's not.
The only thing that can take you back is your attitude. So I ask you today, act like Austin, you know.
Look at me. I never, I had a lot of things. I knew I would become somewhat bald. But the baggy eyes guy, I didn't have that. When did I get bags under my eyes, Bob?
I have something for that. It's called concealer makeup. Do you want to wear it?
Do you really?
Sure, it works.
Yeah.
I got to wear it every day anyway on TV, so why wouldn't I not wear it?
Is it over the counter? Can I buy it?
Sure you can.
All right, show me it afterward. I mean, this is just, every time, look at this. When did I become bag eye guy? When? It just happened, Bob. Look at this. Look over here. There's bags under my eyes.
You can't unpack your bags. You can conceal them a little bit, but you can't unpack them.
I thought I would become turkey gobbler guy.
You will.
It was a little, I already am. I wasn't surprised by that. Bald guy. The skin tags on my scalp are a little surprising, but somewhat unnoticeable. But the baggy eyes. It looks like somebody punched me in the face. Look at this.
Do you have ED problems?
No.
Okay, good. Then you're younger than you think.
I had a joke to go with that, but I'm not going to say it. Guess what happened to us yesterday, Bob?
I heard.
City Limits.
I heard. I couldn't believe what I heard.
Yeah. We went down to Duquesne to play some basketball with Megan McConnell, who's unbelievable. Absolutely love her.
Yeah, she's great.
She was very welcoming. She's an unbelievable shooter, Bob.
I know
she's Steph Curry. So we had...
Well, what does that make you then? Because I heard you were pretty good.
At the free throw line, I'm good. We'll talk about that. But we went down there, my first time in that facility. What a beautiful place.
Oh, you've never been there?
No.
Oh, man, they've done a great job with that place.
Oh, my God. Is it unbelievable, Limits?
The new Cooper Fieldhouse. Yep. Beautiful.
The Cooper Fieldhouse. I mean, it felt like a Duquesne version of Madison Square Garden. It was unreal. The lights were dimmed, Bob. The court was bright. Out comes Megan McConnell. TJ's brother, Tim McConnell's daughter. You know all this, right?
Sure.
Susie McConnell Serio's niece, I guess.
It's a basketball family and then some.
So we had a game of horse, Bob. And for some reason, I had to follow her every time. The rules were very convoluted to the game of horse.
Joe just kept making up rules on the fly in this game of horse.
No, I just played it differently in Buffalo than they do in Baldwin or where'd she grow up? Bridgeville? Is that where she grew up?
I don't know where she grew up. Somewhere.
Char Valley.
So it could be Bridgeville.
You get two make-back shots, Bob, in horse. If I'm playing you and I get horse back in Buffalo, on the mean streets of Buffalo, you get two take-back shots at the end, foul shots where you can knock off a letter, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Limits? You never heard of that?
Well, yeah, I did the same thing with the foul shots. I think what was confusing...
She acted like this was something completely foreign to her.
What was confusing, I think, is that Joe would make a shot, and then if the next person missed, the next person in our group of three would not have to shoot.
Yeah,
and they would
like
get their
either.
Own shot.
It's very confusing. It doesn't matter.
I never
Bob.
Heard of that yeah. version.
No, I didn't
either. She, but look where she is compared to us. That's, so she gets to,
right.
And it was her house. And then she stepped back. I had to shoot after her every time. She stepped back and shot threes, and I'm too old. Forget about the turkey gobbler and the eye bags and the skin tags. My legs are also shot, so I couldn't shoot from beyond the three-point line. And she's Steph Curry, Bob. She's unbelievable. Right. She's going to be the A-10, maybe the A-10 player of the year.
Not surprising with the name McConnell.
But then guess what happened, Bob?
Then you got hot somewhere.
Then we went to the foul line. City Limits eliminated himself quickly. He was horrible from short range yesterday.
Yeah, I was not making a lot of shots.
Layups, foul shots.
I made layups.
You sucked. Layups, foul shots. But you waited to hear about the shot he made, though.
Not one of my better days shooting, I'll tell you that.
I made nine. He dropped out early. I made 9 of 10. Megan made 9 of 10.
Oh, foul line. 9 of 10 for you? Are you kidding me?
So we go
That's
to
pretty good.
We go to overtime. Sudden death. Although you get to, it's like the football overtime. If I score, you get a chance to score. I step to the line, bang. She steps to the line, bang. We go into about 6-7 rounds of overtime, right?
Yeah.
I'm 17 of 18, I think, at the time, and she finally missed, Bob. And I took home the free throw shooting crown. Then her competitive instincts kicked in a big way, and she challenged us to a half-court contest, of which I missed, she missed, we both missed, and then City Limits injects himself into the game, even though he wasn't invited in the half-court game.
Too bad.
And guess what happened?
Don't tell me he made it.
He swished it.
Swished it from half-court.
First try.
Wow. It's too bad you weren't at any one of those like college game day sites where they're giving like $500,000 for a made.
Or kicking the field goal with Pat McAfee. Yeah.
He was over the line.
But not
he
over
did,
the line.
Yes, you did. You stepped on the line. I saw Ben has a replay.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I'll get over your foot. You weren't even looking at my foot.
It was unreal, Bob. He swished one, and then she made one, and I didn't. But the whole experience, RJ and the folks over at Duquesne were unbelievable.
Yeah, shout out RJ Bell and Coach Burt for having us. It was awesome.
And guess what else is going to happen, Bob? Bob!
What? Oh, I'm paying attention.
No, you're not. You're on your phone again. We're going there as honorary coaches next Monday, and I might get to call a play.
You're going to sit on the bench.
Near the bench, maybe on the bench. How do you like that?
Well, you're a coach. You've gone through this before.
Yeah, I have an out-of-bounds
experience.
Play. It's called Tiger. I used it at OLG. I think it's going to work here, too.
Tiger?
Yeah.
Would you care to explain, or is that information for the
other team? Can't find out.
Yeah, who are we playing that night? I forget. Robert Morris, maybe? I don't know.
Well, that's a local thing, so you cannot reveal that information here.
It's a screen, basically, for Megan, and she can either get a layup,
it is RMU.
A little mid-range or a three. It's all designed around her.
Okay.
And she's awesome. If I haven't made that clear, really enjoyed being around her. What an upbeat person. What a great, great player.
Yeah, great player. She was great to talk to, especially being a Whippeal product, too. Also awesome just being from around the area, knowing a lot of the same people. So.
Yeah, I'm all in. I'm all in on this. This was like our Pitt volleyball experience, Bob, with Olivia Babcock.
That was very
Same
good.
Thing.
I give you guys credit for standing in the way of that, too.
The energy.
One mile an hour.
Yeah. And she just set a record for aces.
I saw that.
Just these upbeat, positive, energetic, youthful personalities for a man with bags under his eyes can be very rejuvenating, Bob.
Well, speaking of McConnell's, what about the career that... TJ has created for himself
we
now
were talking
in
about
Indiana.
That.
I mean, it's unbelievable. He's become a vocal leader.
He's
which
good
I never,
at every game.
I never thought he'd be that person. You know, we did a feature with him at Duquesne where we shot around and watched him all day, and it was unbelievable. And then, you know, he's at Duquesne. You don't expect him to be an NBA player. Goes out west and never gave up, never stopped grinding.
Yeah.
And that's the lesson, never stop grinding. And now he's comfortable in his shoes,
which means –
you know, he's kind of a leader on that team, even though he doesn't start a lot of the times. But he's a, what is he, $100 million player now?
I think he should play more. He's just really good. But anyway, that was our little field trip. We're looking for somewhere else to go now, aren't we?
We're looking for places. Places want to text in. I mean, that's how Duquesne found us. RJ texted. He texted me on social media, and I was like, yeah, let's do it.
What a great job he has. See, he travels the world recruiting basketball players. He helps coach the team. How old is he? Late 20s? Mid-20s?
Yeah, he's a couple years older than me.
What a job he got, Limits.
Well, yeah, he travels to different countries just scouting, recruiting.
Right.
Basically going on his own vacation trips at times, too, in the middle of scouting, I would imagine.
All right. Well, Bob, we had fun. I think we might do penalty kicks. We're looking maybe for a Riverhounds goalie or a college goalie.
Well, we can set that up.
Yeah, under the lights
over at Highmark Stadium.
Yeah, can we do who can set that up?
Joe, I can set that up for you.
Have a connection.
Yes.
How?
Because I know the owner very well. I just call him and he'll set it up.
Wow, Bob.
Bob, I know I can score on penalty kicks.
You won't be able to score on
him. Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
Wait, the owner's also a goalie?
No. Their goalie, Eric Dick, was the golden, I forget the award that he won for being the best goalie this year. He's been terrific.
What?
Yes, he was terrific. He had like 14 shutouts.
No, I'm going to score on him, Bob.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You just said your legs are bad.
No.
If you can't muster up the kind of
velocity. In soccer, if you kick it in the right spot, you can score on the best goalie in the world.
Okay, I'll give
you
an over.
It's impossible to cover the net. All right, on 10. Give me an over-under.
On 10 penalty kicks.
10 penalty kicks for me.
You'll make 3.
Well, that's not bad. That's 30%.
Yeah, that's bad. You just said you.
All right, I'll make 4.
You won't.
How many will you make?
I'd like to say 3.
Okay. We'll do that, Bob. And you can arrange it?
I'll arrange it for you, too.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Very kindly. All right. We start today with a million different things. So I figured we'd do a six-pack, Bob, if you're agreeable to that. Are you?
Yeah, we'll do whatever you want to do. A keg? That's fine.
Sure.
Oh, my God. You're starting with the... See, it's 10:16. Now, normally, this is the time of the day where if I'm doing anything, it's coffee until a certain time. Do you have limits on when
No, we're like Ron and... We're like Ron in Florida.
Bob. Okay. Well, Ron in Florida starts early. We're not Ron in Florida.
Ron in Florida is already on beer number 9 here. This is incrinculant, Bob. Can you crack that again, please? What's happening here? Paul Skeens wins Rookie of the Year.
And? Livy Dunn was there, and it was nice to see them together. And
here's the thing. As awesome as it is, it's led to, it feels like, mass depression in Pirate fan circles and in media around town. Because all it does, while it's awesome, and he was incredible, just incredible, it just leads to, are they going to capitalize on it? That's what everybody in the world asks. I was listening to people today, social media today, nationally, locally. Will the Pirates capitalize on having this awesome pitcher, Bob? I've never seen anything like it. A guy wins an award and everybody gets depressed.
Well, I think the reality is what you're talking about. You're excited for him, but you also know that because he's done this and because he's a finalist for the Cy Young on Wednesday, I don't think he'll win that, but you can make a case for him for sure that means limited time in Pittsburgh. Because there's no way, if you look at the metrics of where this is going, for example, Juan Soto's meeting with the Dodgers today. Guess what they're going to offer him? The Mets reportedly had $600 million in front of him offered. I mean, sooner or later, and it may be sooner than later, that he's going to end up going someplace else. And that's the reality of it. Now, can the Pirates change that? Sure, if they want to. There's nothing that's holding them back except they don't want to spend the money on it. At times, you have to go out on a limb and do stuff like this. But I will say this. Okay, fine. Long-term... That's what most likely will happen. Short term, Bob Nutting has a chance to now. It's just like having a rookie quarterback who's tearing up the NFL.
Yeah.
Right? Like Stroud did last year in Texas. So if you have that, go out and take this opportunity. You have Jared Jones, you have Keller, you have all these young guys, Bubba Chandler. You're going to have a stout pitching staff, most likely. Surround it with people who can take you quickly to that level you want to get to over the next 3 years. That's the challenge that Bob Nutting has. And it's
over
a realistic
the next 3
one.
Days is
well,
what I would
what I'm
say.
Saying is would you say their window is open while these guys are here for 3 years?
Yes. And that's why people the natural accompanying question, Paul Skeens won Rookie of the Year. Paul Skeens might be the greatest rookie pitcher ever. Accompanying question, what are they going to do about it? Like how are they going to capitalize on it? I commended the Washington Commanders for something like this, Bob.
Yeah.
They have Jaden Daniels right now. They remember RG3, who was an absolute comet when he came into the league. A superstar right off the bat. And they went to the playoffs and they changed their offense around him. And guess what? They lost him.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because of a knee injury. You don't know what's going to happen in that world. All the Commanders know, and I can't believe we're using the Commanders as an example to follow, but we are. They know that this could be very short. NFL stands for not for long. Well, so does MLB when it's the Pirates. He may not be here for long. The history of power pitchers tells us an injury may be coming. So do something about it now. They went out and they traded for Marshawn Lattimore to get him because they apparently realize that the window is short and they've got a dude right now who could win it all right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they made an accompanying move. Okay. What's his name? Brian De La Cruz is not the move we're looking for. Neither is Kiner Falefa.
Well, Kiner Falefa is okay.
He reverted back to being a mediocre hitter, which he's been his whole career in Toronto. Go out and capitalize on having this stud in your rotation. This guy, this alpha male, this all-time great young pitcher to build around. Go out and spend some money. Make a big trade. Try to capitalize on it. Because the most amazing phenomenon is happening right now, and it's not him. It's the fact that he just won Rookie of the Year, and everybody's depressed about it.
Absolutely. This is where, as an owner, you have to make a huge commitment, and it has to change. Even if you add $50 million to your payroll, Joe, where does that take it? Still below teams in your own
division. Well, how about trading a guy like a Mitch Keller? I argued about this with Limits last week. Trade him.
I don't know.
Trade Jared Jones. Get a young stud hitter in here.
I don't think you need to do that to do it. There are some available on the market. Why not just sign them?
How about both? You've got pitchers coming
up. But I mean,
up,
if you have, you really want to get rid of Jared Jones?
See, that's the way that he phrased it too. God, no, I don't want to get rid of Jared Jones, but I want a great young hitter in here.
21.
I want a great young hitter in
here.
You can
acquire
some. And if I have to give up a possible great young pitcher, I wonder how his body type translates to being a power pitcher for many years. I wonder. I think he could be great. What about getting a young hitter who could be great? Of course, I don't want to get rid of Jared Jones. But in the predicament they're in, where the owner doesn't spend enough money in the offseason, that they don't bring in big-ticket free agents, I'm looking at any avenue I can go down to bring in a young stud hitter because God knows they haven't drafted any or brought in any by any other means. So if that's the means by which to do it and you have other young stud pitchers coming up, I'm willing to explore that option, Bob.
Okay, fine. I mean, if it makes sense and if it's somebody, but I would rather at this point build around with those guys. And that includes Keller. I think Keller is a 3 or a 4 is a very good pitcher to have. They have Oviedo coming back. Ortiz was really good. You put Bubba Chandler in there, and there are two other guys down. I mean, they could all end up being here because the Pirates, I'll give them credit for this, they didn't hesitate with Jared Jones. They saw something last spring, and they said, good, he's ready. If you have that kind of solid starting pitching, That takes you into areas of games that you should be able to win.
Sure.
Yes, you need more hitting, but there's available hitting on the market. And there are, you know, but you got to be willing to spend it.
Well,
you may have to overpay.
That's the key phrase, and I'm about tired of repeating it because it's simply not going to happen. They're not going to spend big money on a guy. It's just simply the case.
Okay, but that's the easiest way. But that is the easiest way to turn this around.
I agree.
You say trade Jerry Jones. Say you do that.
I agree, but we might as well talk about, hey, the easiest way to turn this around is to have the whole team fly to Mars and back before every game. I mean, we could talk about it. That'd be fun.
But I'm just saying, if you're the owner, that's how you make this happen quickly, like next year.
I know. But it's not going to happen.
Well, it's on him then. He has to do it. It's time for a change. It's time to go out and open
up. I think I'm of a mind where they're simply not going to do it. So what are the other avenues toward bolstering this lineup and getting some sort of stud young hitter in there? And I'm willing to explore many different options, short of Skeens, obviously, because he's the guy.
But one day he's going to be the guy you're going to want to trade. Because you have to, right? Skeens. They're not going to his lifespan here is in Pittsburgh. Because he's not going to be agreeable to some kind of contract that doesn't make sense. He's going to want what they all want.
Yes.
So, we'll see. I just think they're too young and too good right now. I try to build around them with outside players. Because you already have some hitters on this team. You need a few more. Go out and sign them.
Who's your best hitter? Did anybody even hit 25 homers?
Well, Reynolds, didn't he? Reynolds can hit. I mean, he goes up and slumps.
Yeah, he's decent.
I think O'Neill Cruz is going to be a very solid power hitter for them.
I know.
Them.
We keep saying that every year, but I know.
Hayes is somebody I move on from. I don't know what else.
They need stud young hitters. They need an actual lineup. And the vehicle by which to get them is to trade some of your pitching because you have a surplus of young pitching. It just makes sense to me, Bob.
Well, that surplus could be in the minors right now. Guys
sure,
who are not
okay.
up here and trade some
them.
Of those.
Trade somebody
Ashcraft,
there.
Ashcraft, you can trade.
Watch your language, Bob. Next. Bob, how come you don't have bags under your eyes and I look at me? For God's sakes.
Would you stop looking at that feed?
I can't.
Yes.
I look like I'm 97 years old. What happened to me?
You made 9 of 10 from the foul shot.
17 line. Of 18, but who's counting?
Okay. Bob, I tried to pitch Thomas Harrington, who I like a lot, and Ashcraft, and that wasn't acceptable.
Why wasn't it acceptable?
Well, I mean, maybe he wants to trade all our unproven guys for your proven guys.
Sometimes they have the best marketability because they are trending up, and if you look at all the ratings, they're all highly rated.
Better than Mitch Keller? You think Ashcraft could get you a better player than Keller?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah, only because I think Mitch Keller is what he is, and I think people know that. Plus,
okay.
He's already signed for the money,
all right, then.
Which I think is doable for anyone. But I'm looking at 22-year-old kids who are going to be maybe studs. That's who I would want.
Yeah, potential age.
I vehemently disagree, but if that's what gets me a better young hitter, then do that. Next. Thank you, Limits, very kindly. Bob, is this a potential trap game, or is that even a fair description of what could happen?
No, it's a trap game. It's a trap game because
I vehemently disagree.
They come after games like Washington and Baltimore. There was a lot of time spent with those teams, all the emotions, all the physicality, and it comes 3 days later, 4 days later, whatever the case may be. I think that's absolutely a trap game, and I watched enough of the game where Baltimore went to Cleveland, and they probably thought, well, this is going to be easy. I don't think the Steelers, I think Mike Tomlin will keep them in check that way. I think that'll be, but it's still a team that's capable. They have players who can make a difference as Joe continues to look at his gobbler neck.
Are there exercises you can do for gobbler neck?
Yes, gobbler
Show
neck.
Show me one. They say you can stretch out your mouth, kind
stretch
of?
Stretch out and open your mouth really wide.
So it's like lifting weights, but it's for your turkey gobbler?
It is.
All right.
What are you doing, Joe? You're going with mouth exercises while you're trying to talk.
I don't know. It all depends on the definition of trap game, Bob.
Well,
I look at this as I'm not of a mind to criticize the Steelers if they win in any way, shape, or form because this is a survive.
You mean lose? What did you say?
If they lose.
Yeah.
No. If they win. Like, if they win a completely ugly game.
If they lose a completely ugly game.
Then it's a different story.
Is it?
This is a survive and advance type of game. Win by any means necessary. History shows that the Ravens and the Steelers, after their brutally physical matchups, struggle the next week. This is on a short rest against a team that this is probably their Super Bowl. They still have some good players.
Isn't that a trap game?
Well, See, I think of trap game like, oh, you better
like
watch
New
out.
Like New England you and Arizona last week, yeah, came, or last year
yes,
came here.
You better watch out because these are crap yeah. teams that could beat you. This is more about even if you're ready to play, you know, even if you have a good plan, all the circumstances say it's going to be a difficult game. So I'm not looking at this like, wow, the Steelers better go in and hammer this horrible team. The circumstances are just, they're extremely difficult going into this game. Just win. By any means necessary, find a way to win.
That's kind of what they're doing anyway on a lot of these games, is finding ways and different ways to win. And this would, yeah, I would agree with that. But I also think Cleveland can be dangerous.
Yeah.
They have players who've made plays against them. And, you know, Denzel Ward is having one of the best games of his career, best seasons of his career. And I think if you throw the ball down, you got to watch out for him. There's going to be pressure up front. You know, and I'll tell you what, they traded Amari Cooper, but they have some younger guys who are stepping up in his place. So I see this as a problem, but I see it as something the Steelers recognize now. They know it. Those players are veterans enough to understand it.
And they've had some very bad experiences in Cleveland right. lately.
All you have
so
to do is...
There shouldn't be any big message here like, oh, this could go poorly.
No,
yeah,
but
we know.
You do have to pound it into their head. Just like he pounds in, don't turn the ball over into their heads. It works after a while. The possession game has always been strong for them this season. They haven't given up too many turnovers.
Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Here's a rundown on what's happening on today's show. Bob and me and Bob. Jay Caulfield coming up at noon. Penguins have some issues happening right now as well. We're going to talk to
Plus
Jay.
A gauntlet of a schedule
yeah,
in
they
the
do.
Next 2 weeks.
Coming up, this was where they were supposed to make a little hay.
Yeah.
No hay was made, or very little. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Bob and I may have a little treat for you next as well regarding future situations here. So stay tuned for that. City Limits is looking nervously ahead at us. Do you see that smile, Bob? That's $1 million smile, that kid right there.
That's what he does at the bar at night when he's out.
Ooh, does
he? He's got a little smile across the way. Yeah.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.